Yeah, I would agree with that statement wholeheartedly. We actually, I did mention the patient education, patient entertainment system. That's one aspect of it. We also, because we have been known as an innovative healthcare delivery network in the past, we continue to work on our innovation to provide better patient information, closing gaps in care for a said population of patients, which we have a fairly static in some of our areas population where we see people from cradle to grave, so to speak. And so we're able to work very diligently to analyze the data we have through analytics and determine if there's gaps in care if someone has a chronic disease condition, for example. So if somebody has diabetes, just theoretically, you know, you want to make sure they have typical A1C lab tests done. You want to make sure they have, you know, foot exams, eye exams, things of that nature, so you can monitor and hopefully contain the disease and make it where it doesn't affect their quality of life. So things like that we have automation for. What we've been working on, and we've done this in at least one or two different scenarios, it's something that's called pacers. And we've done it with our rheumatology application because our medical leadership with rheumatology is very forthright and forward-thinking. And that, again, the patient has an iPad-type device, and when they walk in to see a rheumatologist, they would have a series of questions that are tailored to their condition. And as they answer that information, it goes back into our electronic health record, and it also goes into our analytics database for further analysis. And we can effectively, while the patient's in a waiting room, they're answering these questions. By the time they walk into the rheumatologist's office, all that information is available, and they can work with the patient on their treatment plan going forward. You know, we think that, you know, that's pretty much an approach similar to WebMD and some of the other tools that you would have on a smart device or an iPad or a laptop at home, where a lot of patients are exposed to that. But we're trying to make that more of the mainstream activities in our healthcare system.